This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abba, and welcome everyone. This morning, I would like to share with you a subject on Parshas Truma, but this is not the official Wednesday shir. This week, the Wednesday shir will be this evening at 8:30. You could check in on the same Zoom channel. It will be on Torah Anytime. The main shir will be at 8:30 p.m. on this Zoom, so please join back us. Please rejoin us at 8:30. But now I want to share with you something on the Parsha, as well as on Chodesh Adar. This week is Parshas Truma. The subject of Parshas Truma, of course, is the building of the Mishkan. The Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Saseh, Mitzvah Chaf, the Rambam says that the mitzvah of building the Mishkan, of the Mikdash, is livnois beis habechira la'avoida. Is to build a house that is the selected makom for serving Hashem. Bo'yia ha'hakrava, there will be the offerings on the mizbeach ve'havaras ha'esh tamid, and the burning of the fire. And that there is where people will be oile regel and gather every year. This is the meaning of the pasuk v'asuli mikdash. The Rambam is magdir that the mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash is that there should be a makoy meyuchad la'avoida for service. And the Rambam likewise codifies in the Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, mitzvah saseh, to make a bayis la'Hashem, to be makriv karbanais. It's a mitzvah saseh to do a bayis, to make a bayis for Hashem, to be makriv karbanos. So, what's interesting is that one would not have expected that this is the way to categorize and to classify the purpose of the Mishkan. That the Mishkan should be a makom, to be makriv karbanos, should be a makom avoida. That's not how the Ramban classifies it. In fact, that's not how the Pasuk classifies it. The Pasuk says, Va'asuli mikdash, v'shachanti bisoicham. The plain implication of the Pasuk is that there's an obligation to build a Beis HaMikdash in order that there should be a makoim miyuchad for Hashras Hashchina. And if that's the case, there's a question. Why does the Rambam say that the geder of the Makoim HaMishkan is that it should be a makoim to do avoida? The Rambam should say much similar. The Rambam should say that the purpose of making the Beis HaMikdash is the same as the Pasuk says. In other words, the Pasuk says, make a Beis HaMikdash, va'asuli mikdash, v'shachanti b'soicham, and I will dwell in it. That the purpose of the Mikdash, it should be a makom of Hashras Hashchina. So why is the Rambam categorizing that the Mikdash and the Mishkan is a makom of avoida? That would not be necessarily the way I would categorize it. That's not how the Pasuk categorizes it. And if you look in the Ramban says, if you look in the Ramban on this week's parasha, he says the mitzvah of the Beis HaMikdash is there should be a makom meyuchad for Hashras Hashchina. The Ramban says, Ru'uyim sheyia bahem mikdash lahashrois shchinase b'neihem v'hinei ikar hachifetz b'mishkan. The main purpose of the Mishkan is hu makom menuchas Hashchina. It's a makom for the Shechina to rest. V'soid HaMishkan, who, the secret of the Mishkan, is sheyia hakavoid asher shoychein al har Sinai, shoychein elav benistar. That the purpose of the Mishkan is that the Hashras Hashchina that was on har Sinai should dwell on the Mishkan secretly. So the Ramban clearly categorizes that the purpose of the Mishkan was that there should be a makom of Hashras Hashchina. That's how the Pasuk categorizes it. Va'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. And yet the Rambam, when categorizing and being magdir the purpose of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam says it is so that we have a house of avoida, a house of service. Why does the Rambam categorize the Mishkan that way? Now it's interesting, we find another machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban regarding the Binyan HaMishkan, because the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvah Chaf, that this category includes many details, meaning part of building the Mishkan is Menorah, Shulchan, Mizbeach. They're all Chelkei HaMishkan. In other words, the Rambam does not count building the Menorah, the Shulchan, and the Arayin as separate mitzvahs, even though they were commanded separately. Because the Shita of the Rambam is that the components of a mitzvah are not counted by themselves. And the Rambam holds that they are merely components of Va'asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Soicham. The Ramban, on the other hand, in his Hasagos, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he says, it's not correct in my eyes that which the Rambam says, that the Mish, that the Aroin, the Shulchan, the Menorah are Chalakim of the Mikdash. They're not Chelek of the Bayis. These are two separate mitzvahs. They're not Ma'akev. You could be makriv karbonos and do avoida without a mikdash. And you could have a mikdash without the kelim. And therefore, says the Ramban, making the aron and the kaparot and the kapoires is a separate mitzvah. Meaning the Ramban holds, listen carefully. He agrees to the yesod of the Rambam that we're not going to count components of a mitzvah as separate mitzvahs. But we won't apply that when it comes to making the kelim of the mikdash, because making the kelim of the mikdash is not a chelek of asiyas hamikdash. They are mitzvahs chalukos. So in other words, we have two machloikas in then between the Rambam and the Ramban. One machloikas is, how do you categorize the Beis HaMikdash? Is it categorized as the Rambam does, a place of service? Or do we view it as the Ramban does, it's a place of God's resting His Shechina? The Rambam categorizes the Mikdash as a makom avoida, a makom of hakravas karbanos. The Ramban categorizes it as a makom of hashras hashchina. Masha'im kein, and there's another machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Namely, there's another machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Do we count the producing of the kelim as separate mitzvahs, or are they one mitzvah? The Rambam learns they're all part of the mitzvah of building the Mishkan and the Mikdash. The Ramban learns, no, they are considered separate mitzvahs. Rav Asher Weiss, in Parshas Chuma, he says that the two machlokes in between the Rambam and the Ramban are l'shitase, and that one machlokes hinges it on the other. Namely, the Rambam holds that the whole purpose of the Mikdash is there should be a makom miyuchad la'avoida. So the whole essence of the Beis HaBechira, the whole essence of the Beis HaMikdash, is that there should be a makom of hakravas karbanos. Therefore, building the Mizbeach and all the rest of the Kelim, all is part of fulfilling the main objective and the entire essence of the Mishkan and the Mikdash, namely a Makom of Avoida. So if the whole purpose of the Mishkan is that it should be a place to bring Karbanos, part of building the Mikdash is making a Mizbeach to bring Karbanos. Masha'in Kein, according to the Ramban, the purpose of the Mishkan is not to have a place of being makriv karbanos. The purpose of the Mishkan is there should be a place of hashras hashchina. So if there should be a place of hashras hashchina, then the kelim with which you do the avoida is a separate mitzvah altogether. Meaning, if you say like the Rambam that the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is that there should be a makom roi la'avoida, it's mistaber to say that making the Klei HaMikdash is a chelek of this mitzvah. Because you have to make the kelim to do the avoda. But according to the Ramban, that the yisoid of the Beis HaMikdash is there should be a place of Ashras HaShchina, so the kiyum of the avoda and the mikdash is not the ikar tachas of the mikdash. It's a separate function altogether. Now, we're still bothered by the following question, and that is, we could ask on the Rambam, doesn't the pasuk say the purpose of the Mishkan is that it should be a makom of hashras hashchina? The pasuk says, "V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham." So why is the Rambam not magdir? Why does he not define the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash as a makom of avoida? As a makom, excuse me, of hashras hashchina. I also want to answer another question. We know that today is Rosh Chodesh Adar, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha, but the language of the Gemara is somewhat unusual. The Gemara says, Kishem, just like when the month of Av comes in, we diminish joy, so too when the month of Adar comes in, we increase joy. What does one thing have to do with the other? If you're supposed to be happy in Adar, be happy in Adar, irrespective of what? Irrespective of being sad in the month of Av. If you're not supposed to be happy in Adar, don't be happy in Adar. But why is the happiness of Adar contingent, parallel, in any way, to the sadness of Chodesh Av? So, I want to share with you the following approach. The Pasuk says, in the end of Mishpatim, at the end of Yisrael, "B'chal ha'makom asher azkir eshemi avoye lecha ubeirachticha." In every place that I have my name will be mentioned, I will come and bless you. Which implies that you could bring karbanos anywhere. It says, "V'zavachta alav es oila asecha, ve'eshlamecha, ve'esoinecha, b'chal ha'makom asher azkir eshemi." So that's mashma that you could be makriv karbanos anywhere. But what do you mean? The Shechina is only in the Beis HaMikdash. Comes the Sfarno that after the sin of the golden calf, the Sfarno is in Parsha Shmini, and Klal Yisrael took off their jewelry, their crowns that they got on Har Sinai, and when God gave us the Torah, we would have been worthy for the Shechina to devolve upon us, to rest on us without any intermediary. Like the pasuk says, "B'chol hamakom asher azkir hashemi avoy elecha ubeirachticha." In other words, the original plan for creation was not to have a Beis HaMikdash. Why do you need a Beis HaMikdash? For God to rest? Let Him rest on the Jew. Why can't He rest on the Jew? In fact, He did rest on the Jew. Before the sin of the golden calf, God rested on every individual. We were on the elevated level for God to rest directly upon us. And in fact, in the future, God will rest directly upon us. And we will not need a Beis HaMikdash for God to rest on us in the future. God will rest on us directly. In the future, we will only need a Beis HaMikdash, Rabbeisai, for it to be a place to bring karbanos. But we will not need it as a makam of Ashras HaShchina. Therefore, very interesting, says a Sfarno, after the sin of the golden calf, Moshe davened to Hashem. And he said, "Hashem, please at least return to us through an intermediary, through the Beis HaMikdash, through a Mishkan." And God said, "Okay, now you need to teach them that they could only eat, that they're only allowed to eat kosher food. Because until now, they were on such a high level, non-kosher food would not have disturbed their holiness for me to rest upon them. But in the future, but now that they sinned with the golden calf, and I can't rest directly on them, I have to rest on them with an intermediary, they need additional assistance, and they have to be careful in everything they eat." But the bottom line is, before the sin of the golden calf, Klal Yisrael were worthy for Hashem to rest upon them without any Mishkan or Mikdash. This is what it means. B'chol makom asher azger shemi, avay elecha ubeirachticha. But after the sin of the golden calf, they lost this madrega. Hashem didn't want to rest on them at all. And Moshe Rabbeinu davened, and Hashem said, I'll rest on them through an intermediary. But the Sfarno says, La'asid lavay, I will rest directly on them. B'soichichem, they will need a Beis HaMikdash. We will only need a Beis HaMikdash to bring karbanos. This is what it means in Bechukaisai, V'nasati Mishkani, B'soichichem. By the way, the Chasam Sofer also writes this in Tiras Moshe, Parshas Toldos, that La'asid lavay, we will be zoicha to this madrega, that the Shechina rests on them directly. And the Chasam Sofer says, you know, the Beis HaMikdash is called Tzavar, a neck. Like in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Tzavarech kemigdal Hashem, your neck is like an ivory tower. Why is the Beis HaMikdash referred to as a neck? A neck connects the head to the body. So too the Beis HaMikdash connects God to the Jewish people. All Shefa goes down from God through the medium of the Mikdash. All Tfilos and Karbanos go up to God through the medium of the Beis HaMikdash. But says the Chasam Sofer, La'asid lavay will be the madriga of a dog, a fish. A fish is the only entity that has no neck. All animals, they have a head, they have a body, and there's a neck that connects them. A fish is the only entity that is a head and a body fused together. Isn't that interesting? The fish is the only entity that has no neck, because that represents attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any intermediary. By the way, Chasam Sofer explained that Haman and Amalek and Esav is compared to a pig. A pig also has no neck, just a head and a body. Because other nations of the world, they have like an intermediary. They have a ministering, they have a go-between between them and their angel. But Esav and the Sitra Achra are fused together like one entity. But what we're learning is the Beis HaMikdash is called a neck. The neck connects the head to the body. The Beis HaMikdash connects Klal Yisrael to God. But La'asid lavay, we will not need a Beis HaMikdash. It will only be needed as a makom avoda. We will be like what? Like a dog, like a fish. By the way, this is one of the reasons why we eat fish on Shabbos. Shabbos is Mayein Olam Haba. So on Shabbos, we remember, we look longingly to the days where no intermediary will be needed between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Marv Rabbeisa, according to this, let's return to answer the Shita of the Rambam. The Ramban learns that what's the purpose of the Mishkan? It should be a makam of Hashras HaShechina. And that's what the Pasuk says, V'asuli Mikdash. Why doesn't the Rambam define the Mikdash as a makam of Hashras HaShechina? And the answer is, the Rambam writes in the Shoresh HaMitzvos, the Rambam says that the purpose of a mitzvah, the way the Rambam categorizes a mitzvah, the Rambam says there are 613 mitzvahs. How do we define, how do we categorize which are mitzvahs, which are not mitzvahs? The Rambam has what is called sharashim, ways to define what's a mitzvah and what's not a mitzvah. Says the Rambam, the third shoresh is that we only count mitzvahs that will last for all time. Any mitzvah that at any point in time will become obsolete is not considered a mitzvah. That's why the Rambam says that we don't count many mitzvahs that Hashem only commanded us in Egypt or in the Midbar, because they were only temporary. So I want to say the following idea. The same way the Rambam says the definition of a mitzvah are only those mitzvahs that will last until the end of time, so too the way the Rambam categorizes a mitzvah, defines a mitzvah, will only be its definition for all time. Therefore, the Rambam cannot define the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan as a makom for the Shechina to rest, because that is not going to be always its definition. Because when Mashiach comes, we won't need the Beis HaMikdash to be a place of Shechina, we'll only need it to bring karbanos. And originally, it was not needed to be a makom of Hashras HaShechina, it was only a makom of Hakravas karbanos. Therefore, the same way the Rambam only counts mitzvahs that will last until the end of time, so too, listen carefully, the Rambam only defines mitzvahs as those that will last until the end of time. Now, even though you could ask that the Rambam only did not count mitzvahs. Now, the question is, what precedent is there? We know the Rambam doesn't count mitzvahs that were only noigeya in Mitzrayim or in the Midbar. How do we know that if its definition will change, that's also like a mitzvah that is not noiheg l'dayrois? So a parallel could be an interesting example. We know the Rambam doesn't count remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. Reb Chaim Brisker says, why? Because there's a question whether we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. Reb Elezer ben Azariah says, why do we mention it at night? We get it from the word koil. The Rabbanon hold, we don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, and we learn from koil, Lahavi Yemais HaMashiach. That means we hold like Reb Elezer ben Azariah, that we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, so we won't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim when Mashiach comes. So according to this, the mitzvah is not noyeg l'doyrois, and therefore the Rambam didn't count it. Meaning, this is a precedent. We know the Rambam doesn't count mitzvahs that were only noigeya in Mitzrayim or in the Midbar. But how do we know that he also doesn't count mitzvahs that are not going to be noigeya when Mashiach comes? So one example is the Rambam doesn't count Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim as a mitzvah, since that also will no longer be performed when Mashiach comes. So that's an example of a mitzvah that the Rambam doesn't count because it won't last the test of time. So too, we're suggesting that the reason why the Rambam does not categorize and define building the Beis HaMikdash as a makam of Hashras HaShechina is because that will not be its definition for all time, and therefore the Rambam chooses to define a mitzvah by its eternal definition. Now, let's just suggest as follows. The month of Adar, the mazel of Adar is Dagim. Because the month of Adar is, in a way, a page out of the future. The month of Adar, the wicked are hanging. The tzaddikim are riding the royal horse. We explained once at length, the month of Adar, it corresponds to the scent of smell. The scent of smell is the scent of Mashiach, is the faculty of the Mashiach. The faculty, the Gemara says, how do you know if somebody's Mashiach, if somebody could smell out a court case? Someone whose sense of smell is so refined that he could smell out a case. If that's the case, there's an idea that Purim is a day out of La'asad Lavai. It's a month out of the future. Mazel Adar Dogim. The dog represents a connection to Hashem without any intermediary. If that's the case, friends, then we could say the language of the Gemara is beautiful. Just like in the month of Av, we diminish our joy because we're focused on the Churban Beis HaMikdash, on the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, so too in the month of Adar we increase our joy because it's a time that we could almost feel the time, the days of the future when we won't even need the Beis HaMikdash to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like in the month of Av, we mourn the destruction of the temple. The month of Adar, which is analogous to the fish of no neck. The fish has no neck. The fish represents the time when we won't need the Beis HaMikdash to come close to Hashem. Where it will be, Anoichi v'nasati mishkani b'soichechem. Or like the pasuk says, Hashem tells Klal Yisrael that b'chol makam asher asker es shemi avoye lecha uverachticha, where Hashem will dwell in us directly. That's the kayach of the month of Adar, and in that sense, Adar is the exact opposite of Chodesh Av. So again, we're explaining the shita of the Rambam, why the Rambam categorizes the mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash not as a mitzvah to build a place for Hashras HaShchina, but instead it's a mitzvah to build a makom for Avoida, because that is its eternal definition. And the same way the Rambam only lists mitzvahs that are will exist until the end of time. The same way the Rambam doesn't count mitzvahs that are only noigeya in Mitzrayim or only in the Midbar. He doesn't count mitzvahs that won't be in existence when Mashiach comes. So too, the Rambam only categorizes mitzvahs by their eternal categorization. Okay, Merv Rabbeisai, please check back with us at 8:30 for the Wednesday night shir, which is going to be on a different subject. I wish you all bracha v'atzlacha, and have a wonderful day. Kol tov.
I have a question. Does the Rambam at least the Yom Tovin?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.